Well, always a pleasure to welcome our next guest, and I'd like to close out the year like this with Caitlin Buss, the deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. Good afternoon to you, Caitlin. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Good afternoon. Same to you. Great to be here.
We have this unending fascination with Epstein, and what's fabulous about this is we're seeing something that I pointed out years ago, and that is the Clintons were the best at this and the first, that whenever they complained about someone doing something that was probably wrong, maybe even illegal, it meant that they were doing that. And their best defense was pointing to others and saying they're doing it. So now Bill Clinton is pointing to the problems he thinks that Donald Trump has with the Epsteins. Yet, and the pictures that have been released, and the Democrats had them too, but they were trying to protect Bill Clinton, are way more damning to Bill Clinton in the hot tub, in the pool, and everywhere else than what's happened to Trump. So now he goes on the offensive and says, well, they should release all the Epstein files.
Yes. Well, you're right that this is kind of how they operate. Always willing to have hindsight, but never willing to lead in the first place on the right way to go. Look, it's a pretty remarkable situation. I think personally we're not going to find or receive much more than we have, which, you know, isn't criminal activity. So for me, it's like, are there charges coming for Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or either of these people? I would assume not, because especially if Clinton's asking for this. You know, and so what is the drip drop for, except to, you know, extend the news cycle, salacious material? You know, if there's criminal activity, I'd really like to see that dealt with. But so far it's ended with Epstein.
It has ended with Epstein.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. We'll get.
But, you know, you have I think the biggest impact here is, you know, how it's dividing Republicans, too. And it's Trump was right. It's really no good for anybody. But those who are, you know, responsible need to be held accountable.
Big question. I know that 60 Minutes is in the news for pulling a story on a maximum security prison. They've got this new Barry Weiss in charge, and people are guessing and thinking and pointing fingers, and somebody fed it to a Canadian television station, so they ran it or are about to run it. All of that is, to me, bologna and cheese, because 60 Minutes is well known for editing for their own benefit. They got sued and paid off for doing that. Now they've got a new person in charge that doesn't want that to happen again. But be that as it may, what are your thoughts? And I know you're the deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. You might be hesitant. I'm not hesitant to say the New York Times is not at all what it once was. That doesn't mean it's always been leftist, but it used to be at least good at what it did.
Yeah.
You never would find the mistakes in the New York Times that you find today. But meanwhile, President Trump brands New York Times, quote, a serious threat to the national security of our nation in a late night rant. Here we go again. What say you, Caitlin Buss?
I don't like that kind of language, mostly because I think some people do take it for what it is. And so it does put journalists under threat. And, you know, that's something that we've been dealing with, honestly, since I have really ever started at the paper. And so, you know, I don't love that, but I don't think, you know, the New York Times is very respectable at this point. I think mostly one-sided. And, you know, I think what Barry Weiss is doing is, you know, I watched some of the movie, wherever it was online that it's been leaked out to, or the documentary. And it was relatively one-sided. So if they're trying to get balance in, I think that's great. I think she messed up by, you know, previously approving it and now pulling it. And so that's going to cause some questions. But look, the media landscape needs to be responsible. I think our paper does a really good job of that. But certainly other legacy media, you know, has dropped the ball, and Americans just don't trust what they hear.
We really don't. And it gets very tough when the old gray lady, the newspaper of record for the country was the New York Times, but they have not lived up to their responsibility of good journalism or even proper journalism, sadly.
Yeah, it is hard to know what to believe. And, you know, I mostly trust what's coming out of the administration. There are, of course, moments where you kind of question that, too. So, you know, journalists have a big responsibility to try and get the truth. I don't claim to know exactly what happened with 60 Minutes. But, you know, Bari taking this stand of saying, hey, we're going to kind of do media differently. Of course, she's going to come under, you know, a lot of attack for that.
Yeah, but then she owned something called the Free Press. And mm-hmm. I only saw a couple of stories from that, but I off the top of my head, I wouldn't have thought of it as a right-wing mouthpiece in any way, shape, or form.
No, and it never has been. It's just, it's objective and it's good. You know, but if they can malign that as right-wing, then, you know, it undermines it. So,
yeah, that's just crazy. Well, have a very Merry Christmas, a happy, healthy, holy new year to you and your family. Thanks for all you've done for us all the time, whenever we call upon you, whether to fill in with your husband in advance of your big podcast that I want to be the executive producer of and make a little money off you. But anyway,
the 2026 goal.
that's a good goal for both of us. We love you and we thank you so very much.
Thanks, Paul. It's been a great year with you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News, here with Paul W. Smith in Focus at 1229.